Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Like always, it's me, Brandon, alongside.
Hey guys, it's Jay. Hopefully this week we can...
The file won't get corrupted?
Yeah, we don't get any technical difficulties because the video file from last week got corrupted, so...
So hopefully it's just hopefully it's not the SD card, it's just the video file.
Yeah, we'll see after this.
Yeah.
But anyways... Our spotlight hour is going to be Abra, who can be shiny, with his bonus of double evolving XP. And our raid hour is going to be Tapu Fini, who can be shiny.
Oh, thank God. I honestly forgot
if Tapu... will know the moves Nature Madness.
I honestly forgot if Tapu Fini was still going to be in the raid, so if it was going to switch. Because I still don't have a Tapu shiny. What, you have half of them shiny?
That's an exaggeration of me having them.
You have half of them shiny?
No.
There's four Tapus.
I only have one.
I thought you had two.
No.
I thought you had Tapu Cuckoo and Tapu Fini.
No, I only have Fini, I think.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Double check. After you're done with that battle, obviously. But anyway, the next event we're going to be into is the Flock Together Research Day on May 11th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time.
Okay, I only have Tapu Lele shiny. I don't know. You're probably confusing with... Guzzlord.
Maybe.
Yeah, because Tapu Lele is the only Tapu that I have shiny.
Well, I still don't have any of them shiny. But anyway, as I was saying, Flock Together Research Day is going to be on May 11th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time. The featured Pokemon are going to be Pidgey, Moco, Wingull, Starly, Peeta, Fledgling, who all can be shiny. Nice. And you can, from the field research task that day, you can get Spearow, Doduo, Hoothoot, Tailow, Rufflet, who all can be shiny. And like for almost every single event now, there's going to be a 1 USD ticket that can get you Spearow, Doduo, Hoothoot, Tailow, and Rufflet encounters. Researchers must be claimed by May 11th at 5 p.m. your local time. Oh, that's almost Saturday. Okay. Yeah, tomorrow's the 10th. And then, okay, so this is on Saturday.
Yep. Not bad.
Wait, you asked me to help you out on Sunday, but you're going to be busy Sunday, aren't you?
No, not for the morning.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
Let's see here. On Tuesday, May 14th, 10 a.m. to Sunday, May 19th, 8 p.m. local time, we're going to be having the Catching Wonders event. And this event will give you a free masterwork research that will give all players a third Master Ball. Nice. And this can be completed at your own pace. There's also going to be field research, event-themed tasks, and which will get you some event-themed encounters, Stardust, XP, Great Balls, and Ultra Balls. May Community Day is...
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to double check to make sure that they didn't release any info on that event.
No, you're good.
But continue with the May Community Day.
It's gonna be on May 19th, and it is Bounsweet, and
which wait, is... Wait, I thought it was Bounsweet.
Bounsweet. I'm just pronouncing it like Bounsweet because it's B-O-U because, you know, like bounce.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
It's gonna be Bounsweet. Its featured attack is gonna be High Jump Kick, and there's gonna be, you know, a 1 UZ ticket, you know, as usual, and then the event bonuses are double catch candy, quarter egg hatch distance, double the chance for trainers level 31 and up to get XL candy. Lures and incense will last up to 3 hours, and this excludes the daily adventure incense. Okay, we're going to be having snapshot surprises.
For those of you that are wondering what Jay's doing, he's trying to finish the research tasks.
For Rivals Week. Yeah. So,
He has to do battles. If you guys are watching the video...
Oh, I actually won without even looking! I'm not looking directly, but I'll take like a look down, like just a quick glance, just to see when they're going to be using their charge move. Oh!
Okay, the whole reason I was going to bring this up is because you know you don't have to win, right?
I was like, if I'm doing this, I might as well put a little bit of it.
Okay. Because that's the only reason I kind of interrupted you, because I was going to let you know, you don't have to win. Because for those of you that don't know, Jay is not the best PvP player on the world.
I'm absolutely mediocre at this stuff. But anytime you guys see me... Well, if you guys are watching the episodes, but for context for audio onlys, In the videos, I am on my phone, but don't think that I'm not paying it. Not paying attention or like disregarding the podcast or anything. I'm more than likely I'm just on Pokemon Go, just trying to do some catches or
I was gonna say or doing your dailies for any of your other gacha games.
Yeah, I have a terrible thing for gacha games, and it is not a good thing. I highly advise you guys not to invest in gacha games
unless it's Pokemon Go, because we kind of need you guys to listen to this, and that's the only reason. But anyway, okay, so I'm going to take off where I kind of like stopped you at. All right. So the next two bonuses will last from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. your local time for Community Day. From 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. From 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. after Community Day, we're going to have 4-star raids like every Community Day now. Mm-hmm. I'm so going to mispronounce this.
Let me see.
I was gonna say Steenie, yeah. Steenie after beating Steenie will the 4-star raid is gonna be Steenie, and after beating it, the raid for 30 minutes afterwards in a 300-meter radius or 0.18 miles. I'm actually wondering if that's still a thing, because they have stopped mentioning the meters/miles. So I'm wondering if it's still that. I'm assuming it still is.
I'm sure it is.
Bounce Wii. What did you decide on?
Bounce Wii
will spawn in the wild with the same shiny rate as it did in Community Day for 30 minutes. A new research task has been made available for $1.99. Actually, I want to say it's $1.99. I actually forgot what it is.
I'm not too sure. I feel like it would be
$1.99, yeah. And this is it's a weird one. I don't think I've seen that much negativity towards it, to be surprised with you. This one will start on May 16th and it will go on to May 30th. It will give you a research task to complete each day, and you can get 20 Pokecoins a day. It's calculated to get you 300 Pokecoins with a $1.99 USD price. That's a 33% discount on Pokecoins.
Interesting.
There's also some notes. You must have a free slot for your field research tasks at midnight, because it's going to start at midnight, I think. It's going to start at midnight and going to go into like 8 p.m. your local time. Yeah, it's going to go from... Oh, my God. It's going to start on May 16th at midnight your local time and go to May 30th at 11:59 your local time. So, yeah, you got to have a free a slot for your field research. We don't know, because this is the first time they're doing this, and there's some, like, information that's missing that we don't know about. But people are thinking that if you miss a day, you're going to miss out on those 20 coins for that day. So it's going to reduce them, and you're going to get overall over the, like, 15, 16 days of this research. So be careful for that.
I can see that happening, because it's Niantic.
Yeah. And also, the new AR feature has been launched into the game, and apparently you can have 3 Pokemon out at once. Now, Jay, take it away.
Alright, so... Let's see. Latin America Spanish is being added to the game. Let's go! To celebrate this, those in Latin America will have a special event for them. Like the other languages event, the Kanto starters will be spawning for them starting now until June 15th, 8 p.m. local time. And you can also get, let's see here, Mega Energy for Charizard, Blastoise and Venusaur. There will be a time research that will run from until June 15th, 8 p.m. Local time. And this will reward you with Stardust, Super Incubators, a Rare Candy, and as well as Lapras and Snorlax encounters that both can be shiny, by the way. Every weekend, there's going to be a time research to help new players. Help new players that must be completed by Sunday, 8 p.m. local time. This will reward players with Pokeballs, Great Balls, Ultra Balls, and berries.
Okay, well. I realize I ordered that a little funny towards the end. So yeah. It's going to be every weekend, and you have to complete it by every Sunday at 8 p.m. your local time.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like they said it's to help new players out, and it's going to give you like other Pokeballs, other berries, and I think an incense.
Not
so
bad.
That's honestly not that bad. That's a good incentive for new players. On what battle were you on, by the way?
No idea, but...
Did you also finish the catching, like, 10 or 15 fighting types?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first one I actually finished.
I'm not gonna lie, I honestly did most of that today because I forgot about the research task for it. But...
It's all good.
Well, I mean, I was like, kind of remember because you texted me last night, being like, hey, is there any raids nearby you?
Yeah, because I had my game open, hoping somebody would invite me, and I didn't get an invite.
Why didn't you just go to the Discord and be like, hey, anybody doing raids? Like, because you did...
Because sometimes I'll get the ping, but I'll be in the middle of doing something, and then I'll miss the window.
Because that was on raid hour. You could have done the raid hour on Boom.
Yeah, but I was still at work.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So that's why I had my app open.
Okay, yeah, but anyway, that's it for all the news. Pretty eventful week. We got, well, I mean, semi-eventful, because we got the flocks together. Then I don't think we have anything really happening until, I got to double check the calendar, but to the end of next, because yeah, we got the flocks together event. And then we don't have anything until next Thursday, really. No, my bad. Tuesday. But I really haven't released that much information. Besides the fact that you get your third Master Ball, which is awesome. Now you can use it to catch each one of the Galarian Balls.
If I ever encounter them.
I encountered one of them once. I think it was Zapdos.
Oh, do you see that one guy?
Oh, yeah. Didn't we talk about that last week, too, on the podcast, too? About like how you can still technically find a Lake Trio in the wild, but we just don't know if they can be shiny or not.
Yeah, you did say that that there was a good chance you could still encounter them in the wild. I was like, huh.
It's like a super low spawn rate.
Yeah.
Super low, but they still can all be encountered out in the wild.
You guys know Brandon's a psychic type. He can see into the future. He saw that.
But anyway, anything else, Shane?
Oh, yes, an update on my Scarlet and Violet, my Scarlet playthrough. I didn't make any progress in the story, but it was earlier this week. Brandon helped me get the Paradox Pokemon that were in the raids. So I got
Walking Wake and Iron Leaves.
So and then with Iron Leaves, it was like, at the last second.
I don't think it was surprisingly difficult to get. Wake, it wasn't that difficult.
No, it was easy.
I used one of the Pokemons, the Iron Hands, that somebody used from a tournament. Mm-hmm. They gave that out as a mystery gift, and I just maxed it out to 100. So I thought, two of its moves, Belly Jump, Thunder Punched it, and then Drain Punched it, Thunder Punched it, boom. It went down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, Iron Leaves was a challenge to... to beat, but we managed barely.
Yep. Anyway, you guys, the only other things I gotta mention is the fact that I think it's this weekend the new TCG set drops, and also this weekend is gonna be Primarina raid battles on Scarlet and Violet to get the 7-star Primarina that's gonna be a fairy type. And if you guys don't get it this weekend, it's gonna come back next weekend. So, yeah, it should be next weekend. If it's not next weekend...
What's his Terra type?
Fairy.
Yeah. Seems fitting.
It's weird to me that it's Fairy because most of the times when they've done the Terra raids, it hasn't technically been their second type. It's been, another type they give it to it. Like, whenever they did Meganium. Meganium is, is only a single type, so they gave it Psychic. Whenever they did Blastoise... Blastoise is also a single type, but whenever they did Venusaur, they gave it the ground Terra type. When they did Mighty Blaziken, they gave it the flying type. Whenever they did Empoleon, they gave it the ice Terra type. So I think it's a little weirder than giving Primarina its second type as its...
As its Terra?
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, that's a little odd. I was expecting, maybe a Psychic or maybe... I don't know, it's not Fairy. I mean, Fairy is still a good type for it, but I was just wasn't expecting that.
Ooh,
you got shiny, didn't you?
No.
Oh, no. 14, 15, 14, sock.
Oh, dude, that was so close.
Anyway, you guys, that's it for today's episode. You guys can find us on TikTok. Let's go Pokemon TikTok. Instagram, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. YouTube, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. And Let's Go Pokemon Podcast, wherever podcasts are found. A podcast of that. Yeah. Till next time, you guys have a good one.
See you guys.